for inmates who are not yet out of prison, one avenue of reform is art. Bay Area artist Rodessa Jones has been described by San Francisco Mayor Ed Lee as, quote, an artistic powerhouse whose work has transformed and saved lives. The teacher, singer, writer, and activist took theater to places it seldom goes, producing theater for female prison inmates and HIV-positive women. Her current performance, The Resurrection of She, chronicles her life through storytelling, dance, song, and visual imagery. She dives into the realities of being Black and female in America today, while reaching deep within her own history to tell the story. Rodessa Jones joins me in studio to talk about her life and the resurrection of She.
Oh, sweet freedom sounds on the wind. I'll know you forever as my friend. Theater found me. You know, it was I was an artist's model for a long time. When I moved in with Riley and moved to Rochester, New York from the countryside, people would say, you should model for Mr. Brown's class. And it was just, I was so strong. I'd worked on the land. And all around me, I'm like looking at sculptures and paintings of me. And I'm wondering, what does this have to do with anything? And then I loved telling stories. I knew that there was something very special about me, that I was a colored girl. Sorry about all these white girls. We're all the same age, but I could cook. I could make a whole Thanksgiving dinner. And people would like, you made all this? People would say, oh, you got to meet this spade chick. You know, God bless them. And so they'd come to my house. And Riley, I was living with this white boy, this Irishman. And we would just hold court. We didn't know it then. We were just sort of talking about the revolution and how we were going to change the world. And then I always had a story about where I'd come from. That was how I contributed to the conversation. And next thing I know, I am doing a play, The Owl and the Pussycat. I stepped in for somebody in this theater company.
Was this your first?
Yeah, this was the first, like, organized play. And I walked down with a script, and I killed. It was like, you know, and the director said, Rodessa has agreed to go on and do this. And the audience just loved it, that I was so brave. And I was home. I was just home. And then it took me more, you know, then I got involved with prison reform. My brother was at Attica. I had a brother who was at Attica when the insurrection happened there. And all of a sudden I was being asked to come and speak, do testimony around being a sister of a brother who was in that lockdown. And from there I went to Inside Outside, which was in Seattle, which was my first plane ride. And I ended up in San Francisco and started to dance with Ed Mock, Tumbleweed, Teresa Dickinson, who is alumni of the Twyla Tharp Dance Company. They were rehearsing, Tumbleweed was rehearsing in the same space that my family was rehearsing in, because my mother and father all came out. We were going to make plays. We were just going, you know, like in
Everybody
movies.
Everybody came to San Francisco.
Is that we moved to San Francisco over a period of time. My mom and dad came to mind the children while we made theater. I mean,
That's the life.
I know, it's amazing. My brother Bill and Arnie Zane moved to San Francisco. My brother Azel wrote a play, Port Royal Sound, which was about the freeing of the first slaves in the Civil War.
So you've taken all these life experiences.
Yes.
And put them into The Resurrection of She.
Yes,
how did you pick and choose what? Because, you know, you can't possibly condense your whole life.
Yeah.
To an hour, 2 hours, how did you choose what to include and what not to include? So what was your message?
Well, my partner, Idris Akamore, and myself, Idris was using the word a biopic.
Mm.
So, you know, it's a biopic. This is a living biopic. And I'm like, okay. And but I wanted the stories to all be truthful. Let us go back and look at who we were, who we want to be, where we've been, and that's basically how I shaped the show. Was like, and simplistically, my partner Idris said, "Well, you're gonna sing more, but I really want you to sing in this show because I'm known for my dramatics and the true hard truth telling." He said, "Yeah, we're gonna keep that, but I want you to we're really gonna work on crafting songs for you. We're gonna write songs, and that's what we did as well, and." But I wanted the stories to all be truthful or rooted in truth. Pine trees come calling for me. I can't walk and I can't see. Oh, ocean blue, hear me too. For I wouldn't be living but for you, yes, for you. And clouds and skies and wonderful eyes. Yes, clouds and skies and wonderful eyes.